What about the issue of bevacizumab? In a way, I was, I mean, surprised, and I wasn't surprised that we didn't see much toxicity, but specifically in ovarian cancer as opposed to some of the other solid tumors, for example, we've heard issues about bowel perforation and bowel problems, but I don't know whether it's because now we know how to select the patients that we didn't really see that in the survey. Do you still see that, and what kinds of situations?
I luckily have never seen a bowel perforation in one of my patients. However, I have helped care for one of my partner's patients who experienced a perforation on bevacizumab. This patient had had multiple prior lines of therapy. I believe that she was on her third or fourth line of therapy, and we know that that is a risk that increases that toxicity. So more lines of therapy equates to an increased risk of bowel perforation with bevacizumab. So that being said, I think it is important to some patients and practitioners choose to hold bevacizumab until later lines of therapy, but you may be at the same time potentially increasing your risk of an associated bowel perforation. Obviously, we suspect that distribution of disease also may contribute to the patients who experience a bowel perforation. The problem is, obviously, that's a very significant toxicity. Even if it only occurs in very few patients, that toxicity can be life-threatening and challenging to manage. So it's important, I think, to counsel patients regarding that potential risk, but luckily, it seems that when used correctly and in the right setting, the risk is rather low.
So you mentioned neuropathy, and I see that later on we'll talk about this. This patient ended up getting nab-paclitaxel, which I was going to ask you about. Any clinical impressions or from clinical research in terms of neuropathy with nab as opposed to paclitaxel?
Neuropathy can still obviously occur with nab-paclitaxel, however, it does appear to be less. So that toxicity is mitigated by the delivery system, and the nanoparticle albumin-bound paclitaxel appears to have less neuropathy than those who are receiving traditional paclitaxel. But it is still something that you have to watch for. I have actually used nab-paclitaxel in my patients who have had neuropathy related to paclitaxel, as long as their neuropathy is acceptable, and then I carefully monitor them for that toxicity. And I've had good success actually in that patient population with acceptable levels of toxicity and no increase in toxicity with nab-paclitaxel.